Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, August the 13th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the words of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we will introduce, this is the intro to the new or the next series and book or workbook that got coming out. So we've got a new book, a new audio series that will be starting on Monday. August the 15th. So Monday, Moonday, August the 15th, we'll be rolling out the new series entitled The Family. I wanted to jump into another series that I really, really like, which is The History of Histories. And it was like we kind of already stated that I was going to be talking about the three F's, again, focusing on understanding what faith is, which we've already done with the Christos series and the Christen series, and then family, and then finances. So before jumping into another totally different topic. I want to go ahead and continue. I stay the course of what I originally talked about a month ago when I laid down this foundation of moving through the three elves. So we want to talk about the second elf of the three elves. This is the introduction to this series. And the reason why this is so important, because when you look at it, on the surface, what is the significance when we talk about the family? And we talk about, you know, look, understanding what the family is and the family unit. The family, as we know it, is under attack. And so that's what the series is about. The series is really going to focus on what the family is and where is the family from. You don't hear too many people talking about that when we talk about the family. Now, we want to focus during this series, obviously, on the biblical foundation of the family. So what do you know about family? And what is a family? How do we or how do you define a family in today's world? It's very interesting because there is a deliberate, focused attempt to pervert the definition of the word family. There is a underlining promotion that is really going after the heart of the family. There is a push to corrupt the original design of what the family is. So we got to find out, and we got to define what is the original family. What was in the mind of the Creator at the time He created the family? And where does the pattern of family come from? You see, if you don't know the purpose of a thing, then the abuse of the thing is inevitable. So if you don't know the purpose of a family, which I didn't know, then the abuse of the family is inevitable. You, it's spiritual law. You will abuse the thing that you don't understand. See, there is no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as poverty. There's no such thing as what we call evil. There's no such thing as isolation. All of these things are the absence of something. So darkness doesn't exist. Darkness is the absence. Darkness exists when you leave light. Let me say that again. Darkness exists when you leave or when light is removed. Just like a pothole. A pothole doesn't exist. Pothole is the absence of dirt. By definition, a pothole is not a person, place, or thing. A pothole is not a noun. And so when we talk about that, again, this family that's being promoted is not a thing. It's not a person, a place, or a thing. The family that we see today is the absence of a family. It is the absence of a thing. So there is a promotion, again, to circumvent the original design or the original pattern. So we got to go back before the institution of this pattern and find out what was in the mind of the pattern maker. Because, again, this is cyclical. This is a cycle. This is, again, a circus. This is a kirka. This is a church. This is, again, a frequency, a wave, or a vibration. So what is the significance of this frequency? It is, excuse me, it is overwhelming and it is very compelling when you look at the found or what is the founder or what is the foundation of the family. It is a living foundation. And without the understanding of where the family came from and the hidden code that's inside of the family unit, and why the Creator created the family. For example, when the idea of family was presented, families are partly a biological and a social construct, meaning family is a conduit, meaning family is a gateway, meaning family is a portal, meaning family is the mechanism by which the author of focus, discipline, and order has chosen to bring about his orderly pattern or design from the celestial realm and to manifest it on the terrestrial realm. So there is a gateway, there is a portal by which the Father of Light, or the Creator of the family, wants to express, expose, and expand himself, and he has chosen to use the portal of the family. I can create dysfunctional marriages and dysfunctional families. I'm going to create a dysfunctional focus. I'm going to create dysfunctional, again, discipline and dysfunctional order. And so there is a promotion to promote a dysfunctional planet, or a dysfunctional, or to continue to oscillate and vibrate in this dysfunctionalism. So we got to go back and we got to find out, and in this book and in this audio series, again, families are this biological and social and psychological and mental and spiritual construct that is designed, again, so that way we can do something. And so there is a pattern. So by making this pattern, the Creator is producing sons and daughters who will obey him, who will serve him, who will praise him, who will reverence him, who will reign with him in a messianic kingdom forever and forever. So there is an ideal. So if you don't know the ideal, if you don't know the purpose of the family, then you will fall for this fictitious absurdity that is being promoted today, where there is no biological way to reproduce. Because if you're part of a particular demographics that say that it is okay for a same sex to basically engage, so the question that I always have for that demographics is, how do you promote the species? Or how do you continue? Because there is no way of reproducing yourself. And so the Father of Lights wants other Fathers of Lights. So I'm a leader, so I have the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly to create more leaders. So I have a way of producing leaders. So I have the Clarinomics Mentorship Program. So I want to bring people in and I want to mentor them to show them how to reproduce the system that I have. And so I have my 30 steps in 30 days. So I send them through the exact same system, the exact same pattern. But if my pattern is dysfunctional, then I'm going to create dysfunctional Clarinomics. So the people that's going to go out and try to duplicate my success will fail if they don't follow the pattern. So the Father, the family is a pattern of a higher realm. And if I can destroy that pattern, I will destroy the reproducing of a higher realm. And so when I say the prayer that Yahushua said, when they asked him, how should we pray? And he said, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if I want to prevent heaven from coming to earth, I destroy the family. Because the family is a pattern that has inside of it a purpose, that produces a particular procedure, that has in it a process, that results in a particular product, that establishes a particular prosperity, that leads to eternal peace. But if I don't understand that pattern, that purpose, I'll never get to the procedure or the process or the product or the prosperity or the peace of mind. That peace, not that the peace that the world gives, but the peace that only comes from following the pattern. So if I don't follow the pattern, I don't have peace. So you mean to tell me, now I do the same thing on a smaller scale, because see, I'm a micro of the macro. So that's why I do Clarinomics, because they do Clarinomics up there. That's why I do Dear Kinnear Reports, because they do Dear Kinnear Reports up there. That's why I under, over, and in the stand frequency waves and vibrations, because they got frequency waves and vibrations up there. That's why I promote the numbers 3, 6, and 9, because the numbers 3, 6, and 9 are up there. Because they represent, when you add them together, it comes to 9, which is the standing up 6, which is up there, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit, because that's what's up there. So if we don't understand the family, brothers and sisters, we don't understand. Because, you see, God is the pattern maker. He made that pattern. Because he knows that pattern is a representation of what's up there. But you see, the cosmic Gartel got a pattern, and he wants to duplicate his pattern. So we got two different patterns that are being reproduced on this earth. Now I ask you the question, what pattern are you reproducing? See, my brothers and sisters, we got to understand that there, the you and I, see, I wasn't raised with that pattern. I didn't understand so I destroyed it. I didn't know. But ignorance is not an excuse. Thankfully, God is a God of grace and mercy, and I got a second chance now to become family-centric. See, first you must be theocentric. We already talked about that. That's faith, theocentric. I have an entire book that breaks it down. I have another book that's called Theocentric Nutrition that breaks down how you should eat. Now we're talking about my book, Family-Centric. Because, see, there are certain activities, my brothers and sisters, that are focused on, that are a result of the purpose, the principle, the pattern, the procedure, the process, the product, the prosperity, and the peace of the scriptures. So this family-centric activities that takes time for you to internalize, that is based upon the universal scriptures. I'm not talking about just the Helios Biblios. I'm talking about way beyond that, because, again, God ain't written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and minds of his people. So I'm not talking about a book. I'm talking about your pattern that's in your heart, brother. And you and I know the truth, because when it slaps us in the face, it resonates on a particular frequency. So I'm talking about the word of God that is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That is what the family pattern is based upon, brother. So family-centricism is what the family is about, but nobody teaches it. So there is a way to live your life alongside your wife and your children, your family, that's based upon a particular way that you should hide the word in your heart, so that way you do not sin against it. But if we're not taught this inside of our family, then the spiritual legacy of the family never manifests on the physical realm, which is what is going on today. Because if, when I was a kid growing up, I could spit on a sidewalk, and by the time I made it home, 5 people have already called my mother and told her, hey, I just saw your little boy walking out, and he spit on the sidewalk. I know you didn't raise him like that. And by the time I got home, my grandmother had a switch. My grandfather had a switch. My mama had a switch. My uncle had a switch. My auntie had a switch. My own brother had a switch. Now, I don't know about you, my brother, but what's going on today? You got people doing stuff. Go to the African-American community. Somebody will commit a violent crime, and everybody's scared to death. Police come into the neighborhood. Did you see what happened? No, I ain't see nothing, dog. I don't know what's going on. The family is gone. Don't exist, at least in the African-American community. I don't know about your hood, but why? Let me make sure you understand what we're talking about. You see, my brothers, if you look in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 10, and I have all this inside the book, and we're going to break this down. We're going to dissect it so that way you can understand the same way that we talked about faith, the same way that I talked about theocentric nutrition. You mean to tell me you eating, man, and what you eating has no cellular value? You are an electrical being, and you mean to tell me that you're eating something that has no electrical value? And you're wondering why? your synapses are not firing and you're not oscillating and vibrating on a higher level. I don't give a rip if you pray 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you put crap in your body, it disconnects you from God. You can't vibrate on the same frequency as God if you don't eat frequency foods. So you got to eat for your chakra system. You got to eat a particular certain way, my brothers, because you have a God that vibrates on a certain frequency. And if you don't put, the Bible says that this will let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So if you don't have the mind, what regulates your mind, my brothers? Do you know and understand the sacred waters? Do you understand that you're made of water? Do you know there's only one molecule and you are made of that molecule? It's called hydrogenes. It is the genes of God in your body. But if you don't understand it, now again, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's inevitable. It has, you, spiritual law says you have to disrespect God because you're disrespecting yourself. So if we don't understand the original purpose of a thing, then the abuse of the thing is inevitable. So that's why they don't teach it. So it is my job to help you over and understand that there are certain spiritual blessings that come with maintaining and living your life according to spiritual principles. And so these spiritual principles, my brothers and sisters, are paramount for you to understand. So when we look at the book of Leviticus, we see something that is paramount that we're going to break down during this series. The book of Leviticus chapter 25 verse 10 says, and you shall consecrate the fifth year. Remember, I did a show that talked about the Shabbat, and I talked about the Jubilee, and I talked about the 7 weeks, and I did the series on the number 49, and we talked about the seven sevens. Now, I did all that. I broke all that down in that series that comes out of the book of Leviticus that talks about the year of Jubilee. So it says in Leviticus 25, verse 10, now we're talking about the family. It says, observe the 50th year, the year of Jubilee. Notice, my brothers and sisters, something about the family unit is in there. And it says, and you shall consecrate the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout all the land for all of the inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return. Each of you shall return to his possession, purpose, and each of you shall return to his family. Whoa. Time out. Did you catch that? Now, let me make sure you understand what I just read. I'm going to break this down during a series. First of all, when we look at the biblical overview of the family unit, the Bible begins with the biological family as the central theme of the social construct of human life on earth. So the primary means by which God communicates with us is in the social construct, the social construct of the family unit. So family, again, is the spiritual portal or conduit by which the heavenly communication takes place. And God says, hey, I don't care where you are, every 50 years, go home. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You see, my brother and sister, Leviticus chapter 25 not only says that, but God says now again, nobody does this. Every 6 years, you're not supposed to plant on the seventh year. It's called the Sabbath. That's why the Sabbath day, you ain't supposed to do nothing. But the Sabbath day is spiritual. It ain't physical. Meaning, you're supposed to work 6 days. On the seventh day, you let everything rest. Everything returns. And then there is 7 sevenths. That's the Jubilee year. And on the Jubilee year, something profound takes place. The family unit is so important that even after 50 years, the family ties, the soul ties should be reestablished, should be rekindled, should be solidified. The Jubilee represents liberty. The Jubilee represents life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Jubilee represents the release and the freedom from slavery. So whatever emotional tie that you did, whatever possessions that you've accumulated, whatever debts, anything that was done negatively for 49 years, 7 times 7, on the 50th year, you are free. It represents freedom from slavery. It represents freedom from connection to Lucifer. It is connection. It represents the Jubilee is the Day of Atonement. It represents freedom from shackles, a.k.a. the Cosmic Rotor. So it is saying here in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse to your family. Reestablish the soul tie of the family. Because God knows you may go off, you may do this, you may do that, but I don't care where you are in the world, but there's somebody right now that needs to reconnect. So you got beef between you and your dad, or you got beef between you and your mom. You and your brothers and sisters are not talking. You mean to tell me you got family here? And now, this is me. My father lives 200 miles down the street. I barely see him. My brother's a pastor. We don't even talk. I have a brother that lives with him. Now, we grew up together. We was close. 13 of us. My older brothers are dead and gone already. They died. We hadn't talked in 5-6 years. Family connection. The family unit is under attack, brothers and sisters. This series is going to be very profound because not only are we going to address the spiritual family, but we're going to address the physical or the biological family. And then we also are going to address the cellular family. And we're going to talk about the secrets of the vibratory family. There are hidden truths that are in sound. And you and I are a frequency family. And we're going to talk about who created the family. And we're going to talk about the 432. We're going to break it down, which R equals 9, by the way. And we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that there is a celestial or spiritual family. Each one of us is a part of this celestial family. And if you don't understand your place in this celestial family, you're part of the Morningstar administration. You are part of a commonwealth. You're part of a kingdom. You're part of this celestial family. And if you don't understand that, then you have no connection with this celestial family. You're part of this sky family. You're part of the spiritual family. We all are part of this spiritual family. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. Then you're part of a terrestrial family. You're part of a earthly family. You're part of a biological family. You are all members. Otherwise, did anybody get here without going through some female's womb? Anybody? Was anybody that's listening to this show like you just kind of poofed, like showed up here with no biological roots? Anybody? Yeah, I haven't met somebody. I haven't met anybody. If you are, please call me, email me. We need to talk. Everybody I know has a spiritual family. Everybody has an earthly family. But most of us don't talk about the vibratory family. See, the vibratory family is your cellular family. This is the family that you connected to through sound, through frequency, through wave, and through vibration. It's similar to your spiritual family, but this family vibrates on a higher level. But we want to talk about the lower frequency. We want to talk about the biological frequency, the biological family, and then we're going to break down the spiritual family during this series. And we're going to talk about the significance of each one. But the most important thing we're going to address is, where did the family come from? Where did the family unit come from? How did this pattern get established on Earth? Because before then, you know, was there a family unit? So we're going to address that as well. We're going to talk about, you know, Adam and Eve. We're going to look at the biblical pattern that was given to us by, again, the biblical God. And we need to make sure that we break down this family and what it is designed for and why it is so important and why you need to fight for your family, tooth and nail. You got to fight for your family, brothers and sisters, because the family unit represents something. The family unit is based off of something. There is a pattern. There is an esoteric undertone, if you will. And without this understanding, my brothers and sisters, you are going to violate it, because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the question is, the family unit, there should be family unity. But what is the family unit based on? What is the functionalism, if you want to use that term, of the family unit? What is the value, if you want to use that term? What is the application of the family unit? We will break all of this down. What is the relativeness of the family unit? Because no matter where you go in the country or where you go in the world, there is this thing called family. But the problem is the family unit, the true family unit, is under attack. And the family unit is eroding, because the family is just not a group of people who have common heritage or an ancestry. We have to go deeper than that. That's one definition of the family. But we want to break down the spiritual definition of the family and the characteristics that make up a strong family. So my brothers and sisters, this is going to be a very, very powerful show. Again, it starts on Monday, August the 15th. Cost of the series, like all of the series, is $100. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation and make the donation. Anybody that's a part of the Clarinomics 101 mentorship program, again, that cost is, you guys get a discount for already being a part of the Clarinomics program. And so that's, you get 50% off. So everybody that's already a part of the Clarinomics 101 mentorship program, which is a family. Again, we'll have to break down what that means. Everybody's part of the, you know, remember that we was doing the Eagles Club, and the whole purpose of the Eagles Club was for what? To establish a family. But since most people, and that was primarily my fault, because I didn't really talk about the purpose of the Eagles Club on a spiritual level, so that way the people that were members could understand this was just not a social group. We were just getting together to hang out. There is a vibrational match. There is what is called the principle of resonance that takes place. That is what a family is. And so everybody that's a part of my family, it is my prayer that, and I know money's tight, man, and everybody's, you know, we're doing, but I take care of my family because of you. And I want to provide more in use value than I receive in monetary value, which means I must stay up late, get up early to ensure that I provide you the keys to the kingdom to solidify your family. And regardless of what you're going through, if I had known the knowledge that I know now, I would have fought harder in my first family. But now that I'm coming into a deeper understanding, that's why I'm here fighting for my second family. And I'm joining my first family and my second family together, so that way we're one. Why? Because we are. And you are part of that. And I want to make you a part of that, because we are all on the same frequency. We're all on the same vibration. We all are, again, we all understand the frequency of family. We need to understand now the etymology of family and the biology of family and the mindset or the mentality of family, so that way we can maintain, and nothing, by no means, will be able, like the Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God? What can separate you from the love of your family? My brothers and sisters, again, this is going to be a powerful series, a powerful book. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If we need to make some kind of payment arrangements, again, the cost is $50 for the members of the Clarinomics Mentorship Program for the book and to join the series. For everybody else, the cost is the regular cost, which is $100. again to join me on this series. Simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, and click on the link that says donation. My brothers, my sisters, it's going to be a powerful series, man. I hope you guys are able to join me. Again, anybody needs a little bit more time with making the payment or whatever, what have you, like always, it's not about money, man. It's more important that you get the information. So make sure that you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can work out that payment plan. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acne, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.